Welcome. You're listening to the Soggy of Anne Furthermore.
I just had a session with Dr. B. Nana. I am feeling really exposed in my sessions right now. What with nothing but my medulla to sensor, my increasingly vulgar verbiage, and if that's not enough, I now have no skin. That'll learn me to dis-skin as an organ. It's actually kind of essential. It's a barrier. They just took the epidermis, thank heavens. But for now, yeah, I'm covered in cloverleaf honey. It's a thing, using honey for skin problems like burn victims or community service organ loaners. I'm really super sticky, and I hope this isn't TMI, I'm actually less sticky than I was before the honey. It's gross, but how can I say this? Without the honey, I'm a different kind of sticky, like tacky, but not tacky, tacky like, oh, how tacky, but the kind of tacky that, you know what, I'm going to leave it. Y'all don't need to hear about that. So yeah, here I am, sliming on the leather couch, talking to my banana slug therapist that I spent the first 100 sessions criticizing for not having a shell. Look who's the vulnerable one now. And now that I'm thinking about it, cloverleaf honey is a light-colored honey, almost yellow. A far cry from banana slug yellow, but we could be cousins. And with only half my hubcaps on, oh, what is happening to me? Dr. B asked me how I was feeling. I thought he said peeling at first, which I thought was mean. And it's weird, but for the first time, I felt like my feelings are like a barrier, like they were stepping up to protect me in my epidermisless state. But without a brain, I'm not clever enough to weaponize my feelings and use tactically. So in fact, in another way, I am kind of at the mercy of my feelings, whatever. I said, I'm having body image issues. Dr. B said, say more about that. I said, I don't feel skinny. And at the same time, I have lost 70 pounds of organ parts. Dr. B said, you mean you don't feel thin? And I said, no, skinny. I remember people saying I was a skinny kid. I don't think anyone would describe me as that anymore. Dr. B said, how do you think they describe you now? I said, oh, sticky, I guess. He said, sticky sweet. And I said, aw, you're nice. I'd probably start crying right now if I had tear ducts and honey wasn't water soluble. Dr. Nana said, you know what, Anne? I think your body dysmorphia is situational. Once you are done with your community service and get your organ loaners back, you're going to feel whole again. And I said, yeah, right, because I will be whole again. And Dr. B said, exactly. And as long as we are being literal, let me ask you this. Do you know what you would need to feel skinny again? And I said, skin. And Dr. B said, boom. I said, I kind of can't wait until my community service is done. I feel so empty inside. Maybe I should have a concert to celebrate, like an organ recital. That was my medulla talking, sorry. Dr. Nana said, I think that's a great idea. I said, is the rectum an organ? And Dr. B said, not sure where you're going with this. You mean like an instrument or something of yours that might be loaned out? I said, oh, it doesn't matter. I can't hear anything anyway. But I can still taste, and that's good. Dr. B said, I'm glad they left your tongue. I said, yes, I have my tongue but... Did I just say butt with two T's? Did you hear that? I only have 3 taste buds for now. That's right, they took my tongue, but left me 3 taste buds. And for that, I am grateful. I have 3 taste buds, yep. Nip, Tasty, and Buddy. They are all in the sweet region, and I'm cool with it, but hasten to add, when this is over, I'm going to get out my salt lick and nail it to the door again. And in the meantime, licking my lips has become kind of an avalanche behavior. Dr. B said, right, honey. And I said, back at you, sugar lump. Oh, baby, say it again. God damn it. I know what you meant, that I'm covered in honey. It's just without the higher cranials, everything is so sexy. Sexual. Right, Big Daddy? Right? And Dr. B said, that's what they tell me. I never had a higher brain, so I wouldn't know.
The Furthermore Soggy is created, written, and performed by Anne Ellsworth, and produced and edited by Jonah Sharp.
That's me.
Thanks for listening, and tune in next week.